Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Harios Daf Yud Gimel, Harios 13. And today's Daf Yomi, there's an exceedingly difficult Mishnah, which the first time I studied it, it shook me to my core. But actually today I feel that I'm able to share with everyone a path to really understanding this Mishnah in a way that makes sense in our modern world. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Kodem Ha'isho Ha'chayos. The Mishnah in Harios 13a says that a man comes before a woman, La'chayos. And the word lahachayos means literally in order to live. However, what does it mean in order to live? So here there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim. The Rashba and others say that really it's talking about when it comes to supporting somebody and giving them food, that if we have a choice between giving food to a man or giving to a woman, we're supposed to give the food to the man before the woman. However, Tosfos and following Tosfos, the Beis Yosef argue with this approach. And basically this is based upon the fact that Tosfos in Tractate Nazir 47b writes that our Mishnah is not talking about giving food to a person, that you give the food to the man before the woman, because that can be the case. Because the reason why we know that can't be the case is because the Gemara in Ksuvos 67a says that an orphan, if you have a choice between a yosom, a male orphan, and a female orphan, a yosoma, that and they both coming to collect charity, that we're supposed to give to the female orphan before the male orphan. We're supposed to give them food and charity first. And the reason is because the male orphan has an easier time going to collect charity. So therefore, Tosfos and so too the Beis Yosef and Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Al say what we're talking about here is literally lifeboat ethics. That if you have a situation of saving somebody from death, like for example, if somebody is drowning in the river, then you're supposed to save the man before the woman. That is how Tosfos and the Beis Yosef interpret our Mishnah. Now obviously this is something to me that is very problematic for a couple of reasons, and we'll get to that. But what is the basis for this Mishnah's approach? So the Pirush HaMishnayos to the Rambam explains that the basis is on the fact that the man is obligated to do more mitzvos than the woman, because a man is obligated to do all the commandments, whereas a woman is only obligated in time-bound positive commandments. So since the man is obligated to do all the commandments, we say that therefore he is a higher status, and therefore he is saved before the woman. So this is how the Rambam interprets our Mishnah in his commentary on the Mishnah. And the Rambam is not the only one. That is the main interpretation of why the man is saved before the woman. So we see on this basis that this is a very big question about all the people who want to say that there are, that even though the Judaism is not egalitarian, it's not a recognition that the man is better than the woman. It's just that people have different roles. The man has one role and the woman has a different role, and perhaps some might even say that the woman's role is even higher. But this Mishnah flies in the face of that, because when it comes to push comes to shove, literally when you're flailing around in the river and you need a lifeboat to save you, this Mishnah says that the man must come before the woman. So therefore that's why when I was studying this Mishnah for the first time when I was in yeshiva, it shook me to my core, because how could we say that a man should be saved before a woman? And so therefore I had a very big problem with it. But when you learn a little bit more in today's Daf Yomi, you see an answer to that question. Because what does our Daf Yomi say? The next Mishnah states that a Kohen Kodem Levi, that a Kohen is saved before the Levite, and a Levi Yisrael, and the Levite is saved before the Yisrael is saved, before the non-Kohen or non-Levi, and the Yisrael comes before a mamzer. Yisrael is saved before a person who's a mamzer. We've said is a bastard, somebody who's not able to marry into the Jewish people. And the mamzer is saved before the nisin before the ger, and the ger before the eved, before the slave who has been freed. But says our Mishnah, Eimosai, when do we say that this is the case? Only bisman shekulam shavim, only when all things are being equal, which we know that in the real world nothing is ever equal. But they're saying, but the way the commentaries interpret this, only when all are equal in their knowledge of Torah. Avolim hayamamzer talmud chacham v'kohen gadol amaretz. But if the mamzer is considered to be a Torah scholar, and the kohen gadol is an amaretz, and the kohen gadol is somebody who is ignorant, then we say that the mamzer talmud chacham, that the mamzer who is a Torah scholar, comes before the kohen gadol who is an amaretz. That the mamzer who is a Torah scholar even comes before the high priest, the holiest of all Jews. No, he's not holier then the mamzer, the one who's not even allowed to marry into the Jewish people, he is saved prior to the Kohen Gadol. So we see from here that our Mishnah, which starts off talking about you know, lifeboat ethics in a way that seems to promote the man over the woman and the Kohen over the Israelite, actually comes along, and in the conclusion of the Mishnah and the ruling position of the Mishnah is that it's just the opposite, that far from being a caste society where people are placed, given prominence on the basis of their gender, just the opposite, it's merit-based, that we're saying that we're going to favor those people who can contribute to the world more. And so that's going to be the ethics of how we save people. And so therefore we see from here that far from these Mishnayos teaching us that a man comes before a woman, it's just the opposite. The Mishnahs are coming along to tell us that a woman must have an obligation to study Torah in a manner equal to the man. Otherwise, the man is going to be saved before the woman. So we see from here that there's an obligation upon all of us to give equal education and equal opportunities to men and women. Otherwise, if we're not willing to do that, we're saying that the man should be saved before the woman. And since this is something that is absolutely something that I can't accept, that you should save a man before a woman, the only conclusion that we can have when reading this Mishnayos is that there's an imperative upon all of us to give equal education to both men and to women, so that the women can be treated like equally in the eyes of Jewish law.